You know what that sound means. It means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trekker with Trekker Noob 91 and Dorky Woman on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, 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 ever. Hey guys, it's Trekker Noob 91.
And Dorky Woman.
And we are going to bring you the weirdest facts that we could find online.
Wacky Wednesday.
All right, I'm going to start off with my first one. And it is, did you know that humans are the only animals that enjoy spicy food?
Unless human doesn't.
Yeah, she doesn't like spicy food, so.
Okay, my first fact is a flamingo's head has to be upside down when it eats.
Excuse the birds in the background. They're being a little extra loud right now. My second fact is potato chips cause more weight gain than any other food.
My second fact is a cockroach's brain is in its body.
Bananas cannot, and I said cannot, reproduce.
My third fact is there are more Lego minifigures in existence than actual people on Earth. We are outnumbered by Lego minifigures.
Did you know that the world's largest producer in tires is Lego?
Four, one quarter of your bones are located in your feet. Damn, don't break your foot.
It is impossible to hum while holding your nose.
Every continent except Antarctica has at least one McDonald's. I am never going to Antarctica.
Do you know what the longest living insect is?
The cockroach?
No.
What?
It's the termite. The termite queen can live to be 100 years old.
Shit. Abe Lincoln, yes, our president, was an elite wrestler and also a licensed bartender.
Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut on Apollo 11, the second man on the moon, was the first man to pee on the moon.
Oh, gross. A person will produce, not pee, enough saliva in their lifetime to fill two swimming pools.
Chewing gum after a meal reduces heartburn.
Oh, I need to try that. By the age of 60, most people lose half of their taste buds.
Bees can detect bombs.
On average, people fear spiders more than they do death.
And finally for mine, on my last one, Forbes estimates the net worth of Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales, $65.4 billion.
I wish she was real. My last fact, before we come back, is starfish have no brains. Kind of like some people I know.
I hope that wasn't talking about me.
No. Welcome back. Trucker Noob and I both have a bonus fact for today. I'm going to share mine, and mine is Rainbow Valley. This is an accidental graveyard on Mount Everest. It received its name from the multicolored jackets and climbing gear that's attached to numerous corpses littered along the hillside. People who climb Mount Everest have to pass these colorful corpses on their way to the top. And the mummified bodies have over time become goalposts for would-be climbers. Morbid, but true.
And then I have one last fact. I don't know if you'd call it morbid, gross, disgusting, whatever you have it. But it would take 12 million mosquitoes sucking at one time
to drain the human body of all blood. Could you imagine 12 million mosquito bites at one time?
You wouldn't even be alive. It's going to drain all your blood. Well, I'm saying
you're still going to feel it, because even though they drain all your blood, you're still going to be alive for that split second before all your blood's gone.
You wouldn't even be a person. You would just be like covered in mosquitoes. I don't know. Is it as painful as my COVID booster?
I'd say it's probably more painful. Imagine 12,000 little bitty needles going into your body at once.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't even feel what a mosquito bites me.
I do every time.
I don't.
It hurts.
I don't. And I'm like the sensitive person. But they itch like crazy.
They do.
And then they swell up. I have like scars on my right arm that aren't from chicken pox. They're actually from mosquito bites.
Huh.
Yeah. That's an interesting fact.
That brings us to the end of the podcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/truckernoob91. You can find us on YouTube, truckernoob91 vlog. You can find us on Instagram, TruckerNoob91, and Snapchat would be Choya91. So we're going to go ahead and sign off for the day, and we'll come back at you with another podcast soon. And she's busy at the moment, so I will say goodbye to you all from her, and we will talk to you all later. Be safe out there.